Please hang up and try again.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
Hello, this is, and I'm calling you from Frontline Division.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Wonderful. Don't mean to bother you this evening. I just wanted to kind of talk to you about some of the programs we have to offer and kind of answer some questions you might have.
Okay.
Okay. Bob, could you tell me a little bit about your educational experience thus far?
High school and a little bit of college.
Oh, okay.
Mostly just general stuff.
Wonderful. Okay. And how long is, when's the last date you've been in college?
Let's see, it'd been about 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. And Bob, are you currently working?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what do you do?
I work on, websites, just kind of personal websites and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay, do you have, design websites, or...?
A little bit of design, a little bit of consulting type stuff.
Okay, good. And how are you looking to further your education? What type of degree are you looking for?
Well, I'd really like some kind of degree in astronomy and maybe in a little bit of biology
okay.
because but mainly I want to study a little bit about black holes
okay.
and well it's kind of odd but I was abducted one time and they took me to a black hole and so I'm just trying to figure out you know, how black holes work, you know.
Okay. In the ground, how they're buried, is it like a kind of a hole in the ground, is that?
No, like the big giant stars that have supernovaed and they've,
uh-huh.
Okay. You know, they've become so compressed that they're, they suck up everything, including light and so forth you know, according to what I saw, it seemed like as I got closer to the black hole, obviously we couldn't see it as we were getting close.
Right.
But as we got really close to the surface, and I don't know how they kept from getting crushed, but as they got close to the center, it instead of being black close to the
uh-huh.
surface, it was light, like. Bright white.
Oh my God. Okay. God, that's strange.
Yeah, so I'd just like to study more about that.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm kind of dumbfounded to this. Now, you said you were abducted as a child, or?
No, it was about 3 years ago about the time I was doing a few years of college.
Okay. And
just
they
doing generals.
Back,
yeah.
Can you describe what it was like? I mean, is it underground or what is it?
No, it's in outer space. Black hole. I studied a little bit about black holes. It's a large. Basically, if a huge star, probably maybe 100 times the size of our star,
mm-hmm.
it when it's supernovas, basically that means that
okay.
it expands out huge and then shrinks down to maybe. A hundredth of the size it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll even be as small as the Earth or our Sun, but they're so compact with the same mass that they are they suck up. You know, their gravity is that much more powerful, and so.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Actually, we're not kind of in that field, that area, as far as, you know, the programs we do offer.
Right.
Have you thought about looking locally at a community college or university?
I thought about it a little bit. There's not too many that have degrees in astronomy
right.
and stuff like that, but...
That's very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I went to some psychologists and talked to them about it, and they're convinced. They kind of did a CAT scan, and
yeah.
they said there's some strange activity in my left lobe, and I told them that's probably because of what I went through. They think that there was probably some trauma I went through as a child that gave me delusions, dreams, and so forth that kind of invented it all. But I think it's because whatever they did, it just caused that activity in my brain.
That is very interesting.
So,
really,
either it was a fascinating experience or I'm crazy, one way or the other. But, thought it would be worth studying anyway.
Well, yeah, I am so sorry, Bob. I wish we did offer that for you, but we had a lot of other popular, very popular degree programs to study, but we don't have that as of yet. So,
okay. Well, I'll keep looking around, though.
Yeah, try to keep looking around, definitely. And, Bob, I can send you out some information just for the future. If you decide you want to do something else, then I can send you some information to your email and give us a call. And
okay.
We have a lot of programs we do offer we can help you with, okay?
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much,
Bob. Have a great day.
On your journey.
Okay, thanks.